Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1034, The Acrasia Effect and The Fear of Gaining Fat, part 2, by Matt McLeod of mattmcleod.org. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, with permission from the authors, of course. Now, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, definitely check out yesterday's episode first. That's episode 1033. And don't forget, if you're looking for accountability with your diet and fitness habits, a Facebook group can help with that. And we have one for the podcast where you're welcome to post and meet like-minded people. You can find that at oldpodcast.com/Facebook, or just search for Optimal Living Daily Podcasts on Facebook and request access to join. Now, speaking of yesterday's episode, we were talking about procrastination and self-control. And some of the concepts Matt mentioned in his post reminded me of a book I happen to be listening to at this very moment, Grit by Dr. Angela Duckworth. And so it's only fitting that today's inspirational quote comes from that very book. It fits perfectly with what we're going to be talking about today. Now, this quote is within the context of persistence and grit. So here we go. Quote, "Nobody wants to show you the hours and hours of becoming. They'd rather show the highlights of what they'd become," end quote. All right, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. The Acrasia Effect and the Fear of Gaining Fat, part 2, by Matt McLeod of mattmcleod.org. Let's go, all aboard the gain train. Over the weekend, you end up enjoying a couple, maybe 7 drinks with your friends, and then you crush some delicious pizza with all the available meat toppings, because protein is important for muscle growth, dude. And in case you didn't know, cheat meals shock your metabolism for better progress. Bulking is the best, right? Week 2 comes along. You're feeling slightly less hungry all the time, like you were the previous week, but you push through it because you're determined to get jacked. You're still strong in the gym, but you're noticing some of your definition and precious veins are starting to be more faded than they were the week before. And you notice this while checking yourself out in the gym mirrors while sporting your favorite cutoff. By the end of the week, you're starting to feel bloated constantly. When you take your shirt off, you notice that your beloved abs and lines are looking all watery and blurred. Panic and increased blood pressure ensue. Oh, heck no. All of those calories were supposed to go straight into your muscles. What happened? Freaking out, you decide this next week you're going to punish yourself to undo the damage. The whole third week includes more lifting, more cardio, more sauna time, and way less food. Maybe even a cleanse or detox gets thrown in the mix as well. Your weight ends up going back down. The bloat slightly goes away, but now you feel like a weak, skinny fat beanpole who doesn't even lift. During the fourth week, you don't really know what to do at all, so you just kind of maintain this current level of skinny fatness by eating without any plan or structure at all. Until you get fed up with being small again after seeing some huge jacked guy you follow on Instagram post some motivational video that gets you all excited to get big again. Then repeat. Do you want to know how I described so much of that with such, maybe slightly exaggerated, detail? I did it. The main problem with this vicious cycle of spinning your wheels is that you make suboptimal progress at best. The weeks you spent bulking end up getting canceled out by the weeks where you go back to barely eating anything and dieting again. This causes your progress to be a net gain of basically zero. I empathize with so many of my clients and younger guys who come up to me and say they want to gain muscle, but they're so afraid of losing their abs. I get it. I totally do. Luckily, there are a few different approaches to keep your sacred six-pack and gain muscle mass. One of my favorite approaches is called reverse dieting and can be accomplished the exact way you would if you wanted to lose body fat and preserve as much muscle as possible. Slow, controlled, and calculated. Reverse dieting and how to do it can be a series of posts in and of itself, and I have a post on my blog if you want to find out more. The main takeaway. Instead of making this post about reverse dieting and how to lean bulk properly, which has been written about plenty of times, I wanted to expand on the mind shift people need to make by understanding the behavioral psychology behind the akrasia effect and the fear of gaining fat. These clients I talk to who are so afraid of losing their six-pack yet complain about wanting to be bigger don't understand the long-term upside to proper bulking for extended periods of time. They're only thinking about the short-term instant gratification of seeing their ripped abs and shredded physique. Just like the kids in the marshmallow experiment, you have to be able to delay instant pleasure. Be the kid who struggles, squirms, and fights inside to resist the marshmallow, yet still wins, because they didn't give in to temptation. Aristotle also coined the term enkratia, which is the antonym of akrasia. Enkratia means in power over oneself, or put simply, self-control. Develop this enkratia, and for the love of God, enjoy your two marshmallows. You just listened to part two of the post titled The Akrasia Effect and The Fear of Gaining Fat by Matt McLeod of mattmcleod.org. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So how do you build your enkratia or self-control? I bet you can guess. Practice and consistency. Matt was talking about bulking up and building muscle. Well, that is the perfect analogy for bulking up your enkratia. Self-control is like a muscle. You have to use it and build that skill. Like I said yesterday, no one is destined to be a procrastinator or have weak willpower. And as I say it aloud, doesn't it sound ridiculous? And plus, I'm sure there are plenty of situations where you don't procrastinate at all and have plenty of self-control. So you do have this ability. It's just situational. It depends on the situation. So we just need to transfer that strength that you already have to other situations. And this ability can be molded and sculpted and brought to the surface, just like our muscles, our biceps, pecs, and abs. And as with building muscle, we just need to train ourselves to use these skills. How? Well, it's simple, really. When you have a task that needs to be done Instead of procrastinating, break it up into smaller tasks, less intimidating ones, less threatening ones. So let's say cleaning out your garage is something you've been putting off. Instead of thinking that this entire task needs to be accomplished this weekend, break it up into smaller, more reasonable, more realistic chunks. Like, I will spend just 5 minutes cleaning out one section of the garage. That doesn't sound so bad, right? That still leaves you with another 1,435 minutes to spend doing whatever you want on your Saturday. Now, there are two benefits to this approach. One, you will no longer feel the guilt of procrastinating yet again. And using my psychic abilities, I'm gonna guess that you will feel very accomplished, even if you spent just 5 minutes on the task at hand. And two, you may find that you end up spending more than 5 minutes tackling this job. You may start to think, well, this isn't so bad after all. I could do this for another 5 minutes and then I promise I'll stop. In turn, this makes you feel even more accomplished. You then remember these positive feelings, and when next Saturday comes around, chipping away the mess in the garage doesn't feel so intimidating. This is how you fight off procrastination and build that muscle of self-control. All right, that's it for today. I hope you're having a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.